Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to discuss the upcoming Veterans Day on the Hill, but first it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
Traditional Guard members drill primarily one weekend a month. That means nearly all of our soldiers and airmen have other careers and other responsibilities outside of their military service. Two of the most prominent responsibilities are family and employment. The Minnesota National Guard recognizes this challenge of balancing responsibilities and provides resources to assist. Our family programs teams work tirelessly to support our military families. They offer military youth programs, transition assistance for members preparing to leave the military, and a connection to other valuable resources. Our employers support Guard and Reserve program, known as ESGR, ensures that employers understand exactly what it means to employ a Guard member. The ESGR program also recognizes the standout companies in our community who provide exceptional support to our Guard members, be it at home, at the office, or in uniform. We all do a better job and feel better about it if we've got the right support. Here in Minnesota, we've got the right support.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. The 2024 Veterans Day on the Hill rally will take place Wednesday, April 17th. The DAV in Minnesota will be hosting coffee and lunch before the rally at the Cedar Street Armory. The Commander's Task Force, United Veterans Legislative Council, and the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers will be hosting the rally in the Rotunda, which starts at 1:15 on April 17th, and joining me now to talk about that is Trent Dilks, who's the Legislative Director for the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, has been for the last 10 years. And Trent, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity.
Trent, seems like just the other day that we were talking about Vets Day on the Hill last year, and here we are getting ready to do it again.
You know, the time flies when you're having fun, and in legislation we're always having fun. So here we are again, ready to go.
Well, before we dive into that, I want to take you back to a couple of tours in Iraq. You were telling us at lunch today that you were a machine gunner.
Yep. I was with the Red Bulls over there on the long tour back 05 to 07, and I was a machine gunner. We did some convoy escort and made sure important logistics got to where it needed to go.
And somewhere along the line, you got disabled somehow because you're a big part of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota.
You know, things like that happened over there, and had an opportunity to come back and work for other veterans and keep moving forward with a mission like that. So very appreciative of it.
And now the last 10 years, you've had an even bigger mission because you got to deal with all our elected officials over at State Capitol.
You know, it's something. It really is something. You'll have these years where you got the big victories, and you'll have other years where it seems like you don't speak the same language as the politicians. And it's been an eventful 10 years. I've enjoyed it, but it has been an eventful 10 years.
So Trent, let's try to lay this in properly. Here in Minnesota, we have a thing called the Commander's Task Force, which is made up of the 8 federally chartered veteran service organizations, such as DAV, American Legion, VFW, and so forth. They get together on a monthly basis. It's all the commanders and the heads of each of those organizations, and they start putting together a to-do list when it comes to the state legislature.
Yeah, it has the groups that have the most reach out there. So where it really starts is at the post and at the chapters all across the state. We start to ask them for the ideas, what they're seeing. The way I present it to a lot of veterans is, what I want to hear is your problems. Because that's really what I do and what other legislative people do when we're advocating. You tell me the problem, I go and try to find, and with others, try to find, is there a legislative solution to it? So what are the issues? So it starts out there. Then the Commander's Task Force is kind of the aggregate of all of that information. We bring it together and set an agenda.
And you prioritize the legislative things you want to work on each year. And, of course, we've talked about this before, but we're kind of standing on the shoulders of those that came before us, because this has gone on for decades and decades, and maybe it was easier after World War II because a lot of those elected officials were veterans.
Yeah, it was. You know, we're seeing less and less, and that's an issue. You know, someday I'm hoping that we can do something about, but we have less veterans over there, so we have a little bit harder time getting across the experience and kind of the unique set of circumstances that we're trying to do. And that's why it's so important that we keep coming back and we keep doing it, and we keep highlighting and prioritizing.
So the Commander's Task Force, you're adding up the memberships of all of those organizations. You're going up to the Capitol representing all of those members. But you have a day each year called Veterans Day on the Hill. And what we're trying to do is get as many veterans from around Minnesota as possible to come down there on April 17th and join in the parade up to the Capitol and talk to their elected officials.
Yeah, Veterans Day on the Hill. So all of that work, and it's year-round work that's going in, and it's a lot of people, really culminates into this day. We take our priorities. We do ours a little bit later in the session because then we know what's alive and what we can really push for and try to force through. And it all culminates into this day where we have the pre-event, you know, lunch and some education, and then a real loud rally to try to motivate the politicians and see what we can get done here.
When you take all those veterans and march from the Cedar Street Armory up to the Capitol, a little slower than a march in basic training, and then fill up that rotunda and start talking to the governor and all those elected officials.
You know, and right before we start talking, I to let your listeners know, one of the things you should really experience is the Pledge of Allegiance in the rotunda of the Capitol. When the pledge is recited in the People's Rotunda there, it shakes it. There's goosebumps. I don't care how jaded you are, you get goosebumps when that rotunda is shaking with the Pledge of Allegiance from 500, 600, 700 veterans, three stories up in the balconies reciting it.
We're looking forward to that again. We're speaking with Trent Dilks, who's Legislative Director of the DAV of Minnesota on Minnesota Military Radio. You're going to be my co-host for today, but we've got a special guest joining us. Do you want to introduce her?
Yeah, I'd like to welcome to the show Christy Janigo. She is the Legislative Chair for the American Legion Department of Minnesota and the Legislative Chair for the Minnesota Association of County Veterans Service Officers. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Christy, great to have you in the studio here and talking about this annual event, Veterans Day on the Hill. Before we get to that, I understand you're a veteran and you started out with the North Dakota Army National Guard.
That's right. So I served from 2000 to 2006 in the North Dakota Army National Guard. I was a 92 whiskey or a water treatment specialist. But for me, it was always the Army. I'm third generation Army. So my granddad served in the Army in Okinawa in World War II. And my uncle served in the South Dakota Army National Guard during Vietnam.
And now you're spending your full time as an assistant county veteran service officer for Hennepin County.
Absolutely, and I focus on some of the most vulnerable veterans in the state. I focus on justice-involved veterans and homeless veterans.
And, Christy, we've talked about this on the show hundreds of times probably, but if our veterans have any kind of a medical issue, whether it's physical, mental, whatever it might be, from their time in the service, the best place for them to start is their county veteran service officer.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Give us a call. No matter what your situation was, we can look into your medical records with you and your service records and help you out.
And so whatever the issue might be, and even if they don't have one, they want to check in with you, bring their DD-214, their discharge certificate. Then if something happens down the line and their family needs some help, you've got them registered, you're ready. Now, if I live in Hennepin County, can I go to the Ramsey County Veteran Service Officer? Can I go where my cabin is? We can go to anyone, can't we?
Yeah, for the most part. Some counties do have rules about serving veterans outside of the county, but for the most part, we're all very welcoming folks, and we kind of ascribe to a veteran as a veteran, and we'll help you out.
So if a veteran has a medical issue, they start with you. You can file a claim with the VA and get them started so that they can access VA medical benefits.
Yes, super important. Take advantage of those benefits.
And Trent, I want to bring you in here. Once the county veteran service officer has gotten that started, DAV can help document and process those and speed it up, correct?
Yeah, we've got a team. If they choose the DAV as their power of attorney, we've got a team there at the Whipple building that further develops, submits the claim. So we work hand in hand with a lot of the county veteran service officers. And then when they start to get their medical care and things like that from their earned benefits, the DAV is also there to give them a free ride if they need it.
And not to just put you down at all at the DAV, but the American Legion and the VFW also has service representatives that can help with those claims.
They do, yes. There are other POAs. Everybody's doing powers of attorney, and everybody's doing the best they can to try to get those through. I just mentioned the DAV because of my hat.
Yeah, that's a nice hat, too. And I would tell our listeners that when I filed some claims relative to my time in Vietnam and exposure to Agent Orange, I went to DAV, and they were extremely helpful to process those claims and to help me through the process because I didn't know what was going to happen. But to have somebody with you that knows how it works is very valuable.
Anytime you're dealing with bureaucrats, you want a well-educated, well-informed person to help you get through there. So we offer that. Other organizations offer that, but don't go it alone.
Amen. Trent and Christy, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Veterans Day on the Hill. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today is Trent Dilks, who's the Legislative Director for the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, has been for about 10 years, and Christy Janigo. Should I say that right? Janigo?
You did.
Okay, Christy Janigo, who is the Assistant County Veteran Service Officer from Hennepin County, but she is also Legislative Chair for the American Legion Department of Minnesota and a legislative chair for the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. And Christy, we're going to, in the fourth segment today, we're going to have the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers on, and we'll talk about that at that time. But I want to go to Trent right now. Got a big event coming up.
It's going to be a big one. I've staked my reputation, what it is, on it being the biggest one yet.
The machine gunner says this is going to be good, Christy.
It's going to be good.
So tell us about Veterans Day on the Hill. What is it? Where is it?
Yeah, so, well, and we were talking about a little bit earlier. It is the Veterans Rally at the Capitol. There is not another one. This isn't duplicated. This is the one day that we are asking veterans and their supporters to get down to the Capitol. It is to highlight our priorities, but it's also to educate and organize. It's led to some big victories. It is April 17th. It starts with the DAV-sponsored, DAV Minnesota Presents Supporters Lunch, and the doors open for that at 10 a.m. For coffee and rolls at the Cedar Street Armory, 600 Cedar Street, right there by the Capitol Complex. Cedar Street Armory is just across the street from kind of what do you think of as the big mall of the Capitol.
So we want as many veterans as possible from all around the state to come down there that day, come in for breakfast. You can gather together. You're going to march up to the Capitol. It's going to not be a march like basic training, but you're going to take all the veterans, march up to the Capitol, and then go into the rotunda and then what happens?
Yeah, well, we're going to stroll with a purpose. I think that's what we're going to call it. It's a stroll with a purpose. And I would add, though, at the Armory, we're going to have a lineup of speakers, including the American Legion's National Commander is going to come and speak. So just to kind of show you, it's a DAV Minnesota presented lunch. The American Legion's National Commander is going to come speak. We all work together on this, so that should be exciting. And then we're going to step off. We're going to stroll with a purpose up to the steps of the Capitol. And at 1:15, then, is going to be the official rally in the rotunda.
And that's where you said everybody stops and they say the Pledge of Allegiance together?
Yeah, yep. We recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and then I will do a welcome speech. I usually manage to mumble out a few words. And then we've got some of the political leaders. The governor is on the agenda to come and speak, and some of the other House and Senate leaders, as well as some of the people from the veteran services world. So we've got kind of a who's who when you're trying to work on legislation, and a who's who from the veteran services world. It's something to experience, and we need as many people there as we can get.
Last year, you estimated you had somewhere north of 400 people. You want to get more than 500 up there this year, don't you?
We do. You know, I really think when you think of some of the, and we won't touch on them, but some of the other topics that get people to the Capitol, you're seeing thousands. You're seeing thousands show up for some of your more divisive issues. And I have to believe that taking care of veterans, fighting veterans' homelessness, fighting veterans' suicide, making sure that we have proper vets' homes and the proper resources, that has to be as important as these more divisive issues that people show up for. And we set our sights on 600, and I sure have to believe that we can go up from there as well. So trying to get across that this is important, there are important issues, and we really need people to show up and show out and make their voices heard.
Trent, can I assume that more information is available at your website, which is davmn.org?
DAVMN.org, and then you click on the advocacy, That'll get you over to legislation. There's a great picture of me. We photoshopped it a bit. I look much better. So you click there, and you'll find our legislative stuff. You'll find about MinFluence. We haven't touched on that, but that's a major advocacy network for veterans, their families, and survivors in Minnesota. MinFluence is a way to connect at any time with your lawmakers, and you'll find the Veterans Day on the Hill information.
You know, and I used that MinFluence last year. There were some messages I wanted to get to my elected officials in my district. Went to MinFluence, put in my address, got to the people that I needed to write to, and sent them a message just as easy as pie.
MinFluence, you know, a couple years back, we had a real tough fight. That's the year nothing got done at the Capitol except for the first ever Veterans Omnibus Bill. That was announced and fought for starting at Veterans Day on the Hill and accomplished with MinFluence and our partners.
You know, we're going to talk about that Veterans Omnibus Bill in the third segment. We're talking to Trent Dilks and Christy Janigo about Veterans Day on the Hill on Minnesota Military Radio. And Christy, I want to come to you. If I'm a veteran and I'm excited and I want to go down to the Capitol and try to help, what can I expect? What can I do? Can I talk to my elected officials? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Trent and I could talk all day long about legislation, and it's kind of expected at this point from the state lawmakers. So we highly encourage veterans to reach out to their state lawmakers because they need to hear from their constituents who have the voting power whether or not they get reelected. So schedule those meetings with your state representatives. Meet up with them at the breakfast or the lunch, or make sure that they stop by the rotunda with you, or meet them in their offices. This is a really crucial time to express your values.
How do we schedule those meetings?
You can reach out to the lawmaker. Just look at the Minnesota Legislature page, and there's a search function where you can type in your lawmaker's name. Their staff will also appear, and you can either leave a voicemail or email the lawmaker to reach out.
Can we use MinFluence, Trent?
MinFluence will do it for you as well. I always recommend Who Represents Me, MN. Put that in your preferred search engine. You put in your home address. It comes up with all your elected officials, their phone numbers, their email addresses. MinFluence has the same function. Or Who Represents Me, Minnesota. Search that, the first one that pops up, put in your address, and it'll give you every information from state, federal, local representatives. So
easy as pie.
Now, I want to follow up with whoever wants to answer this. I've heard this is a bonding year up at the state capitol, and it sounds like less of the general things get done that year because they're trying to fulfill the bonds. Can we get some things done this year?
Yeah, we can get a few things done. We're pretty confident that we'll get a couple minor policy bills passed into law this year, and there's a fund bill about free access for veterans to the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. So kind of smaller things, but still exciting nonetheless. Trent always talks about this being a marathon versus a sprint. So we're just chipping away little by little on things that will benefit veterans.
10 years, and we're gonna talk about some of those priority issues in segment three. Trent, can you give us a little background? The last 2 years, we've gotten some really good things done, and a lot of it's because the legislature went for a separate Veterans Omnibus Bill, which kept all the veterans' issues apart from all of the political issues they had to deal with.
Yeah, you don't have to go back too far to remember a time when veterans' issues were being used as a negotiating piece. They were being tied in, you know, especially when we have divided government, used to embarrass your political opponents. And that was kind of the status quo. Or veterans' issues were dying the quiet death. They were laid over for possible inclusion. But when these big monster bills came out, they weren't included. And nobody could really point to anybody because you were actually voting against this divisive issue or that divisive issue. It wasn't against veterans. And so what happened is we said, that's enough. And 2 years ago, we said, that's enough. We are not going to do this. It was looking like a broken session. Nothing was going to get done. We made the call and we said, it is time for veterans to be treated as their own issue. We want to know who supports veterans' issues in Minnesota. We want to know who doesn't. And we want them to have their own standalone omnibus bill. And we said that at Veterans Day on the Hill is when we announced the push.
And we're lucky enough to get some of the elected officials and the governor behind that. And they did it for the first time 2 years ago. They did it again last year. We got to make sure that even if it's a small bill this year, they do it a third time.
And, you know, what was great to see this year is they started with the assumption they would do it. Now we have to fight for the content and the impact and things like that. But that's just one great example of how we're able to change the way it's done in St. Paul and change the way it's done for veterans, as far as I can tell, all the way into the future.
Well, we hope that becomes a tradition and it's an every year thing and it does keep the politics out of it. Those bills have been passed almost unanimously and it's a breath of fresh air.
It is. It is. And the few votes against it are not against veterans. They're always sure to give me a call before they vote against it to say, you know, it's a one or two things. They have different priorities but aren't opposed to veterans.
They don't want to get in the sights of your machine gun. Have you turned loose. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Veterans Day on the Hill on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today is Trent Dilks from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And our special guest is Christy Janigo, who is an Assistant County Veteran Service Officer for Hennepin County. We're going to get back to more on Veterans Day on the Hill. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner. A weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now he's Commissioner Brad Lindsay.
When the Civil War began on April 12, 1861, Minnesota's governor, Alexander Ramsey, was in Washington, D.C. Ramsey immediately promised President Lincoln a regiment of 1,000 volunteer soldiers from Minnesota. These soldiers would end up being the first troops to fight for the United States during the Civil War. Ordinary men from Minnesota made an extraordinary sacrifice. During the course of the Civil War, over 22,000 Minnesotans answered the call to service. These brave Minnesotans often found themselves on the front lines or the last to leave the battlefield. Minnesotans played a pivotal role, and their service will never be forgotten. The Civil War deeply shaped us in many ways, and the 1st Minnesota Volunteer Infantry Regiment holds a special place in the history of our state.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindsay. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Trent, I want to follow up on that message from the Commissioner. Minnesotans have been serving since the Civil War and pretty much steady all that time to now, and we're talking about Veterans Day on the Hill on this show. It was important years ago, and it's important today to get those veterans together and get their voices heard.
It is, and, you know, I was a minor in history in college as well, and I focused in on veterans history. And interesting that a lot of what we have today as far as benefits really dates back to then. You know, the compensation for Civil War veterans grew into the VA disability compensation. And as I studied the history of it, you really come to realize every single one of those benefits was fought for, made into legislation, fought to pass that legislation. And so if you think of every benefit we have, whether it's a state one, whether it's the free tabs and sales tax on vehicles in the state, or it's a VA disability compensation pension, things like that, every one of those started as legislation and had to be fought for by veterans. And Veterans Day on the Hill and CTF and what we're doing here continues that tradition as we continue to fight for veterans, their families, and survivors.
And we can trace today's 34th Infantry Division Red Bulls right back to the Civil War, can't we?
Absolutely, we can.
Well, let's get back to the veterans, and Veterans Day on the Hill is coming up on April 17th. You've got some special transportation that you've been providing for years. Can you explain to me how that works?
Yeah, on behalf of the DAV, we're proud to partner with local VFWs, American Legions, DAVs. Some are just groups of people who are interested. They organize buses from all across the state. We've got buses coming from Hibbing. I've heard of two buses coming up from Mankato. We usually get one out of Austin. They load up all the spam. They come up here on their bus. So all over. And the day of, we'll have people getting up at 3 in the morning to make their way into Hibbing and to some of these outlying towns to get on a bus and then make the trek down here and really show our elected officials what's going on. So real proud to partner with everybody possible. We cover half the cost. The only stipulation is it must be absolutely free to those who are riding it. No, you know, implied or otherwise asked for donations. We believe this is a service, and it's a service we're providing to advocate. So it's free bus rides from all over the state to come down and advocate.
So if you've got a group of veterans in Duluth and they want to get a bus here, get your veterans together, get a hold of your local veteran service organization. They can charter and pay for the bus, but they can talk to the DAV in Minnesota to get, you're going to reimburse half that cost.
Absolutely. And take a look at davmn.org. The full informational packet is out there as well as my contact information. At this point, if you've got one coming or you're looking for one that might be coming from your area, the best thing you could do is get onto our website, hit the contact us. You'll see my name as one of the options. I'm Trent Dilks, and you'll be able to send me a message, and I'll see where I can find you a bus coming.
What a great day trip for our veterans from outstate Minnesota. Get together with your buddies. Come on down to the Capitol. Get a chance to talk to your elected officials and promote what we can do to help our veterans.
You know, I think it's interesting, and I've pointed this out year after year. I would guess it's 4-1. Four greater Minnesota veterans to one Metro veteran that shows up. We've done a better job of drawing from the small communities in greater Minnesota, and we need to do a little bit better on getting the veterans here in the metro area to come the 10 and 15 miles. We're succeeding at the 150-mile trips, but we need the 10 and 15 miles to come over to the Capitol.
Well, they can get in the car and just fill it up with their buddies and drive over there.
Oh, they could. I know they could.
We're speaking about Veterans Day on the Hill on Minnesota Military Radio. And, Christy, I want to come to you. What kind of legislation are we talking about this year? And I assume the third year in a row of the Veterans Omnibus is really at the top of the list.
That's right. So this year, the Veterans Omnibus Bill is Senate File 4429 and House File 3454. That means that those bills contain the agency matters, or the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs issues and the Minnesota National Guard issues, and then a few of our Commander's Task Force priorities, one of them being county funding for Veterans Day and Memorial Day observances. So before there was a restriction on how much funding counties could appropriate, now that's getting removed and Veterans Day is also getting included. Another important one for my world is county veteran service officers having free access to vital statistics records without a fee to support VA benefits claims. So that will make a big difference in how we support veterans in their VA benefits claims. I mentioned earlier the free admission to the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum for veterans and one guest, and we think this is something that will help support mental health for our veterans by giving them access to nature, the beauty of nature.
Now, one of our successes in the past was to get some legislation passed that gives our disabled veterans, if they're disabled at certain levels, a break on their real estate taxes on their home. And Trent, you worked on that for years before you got that done.
Yeah, yep. Before I was the machine gunner, I was the property tax guy. We've worked on that for a lot of time, long time, and it's time to update it. You know, it hasn't been updated. I want to say we're somewhere at like 18 years, the value has stayed the same. And everybody out there knows what's happened to home values and property taxes, and it's really time to update it. So that has been one of our priorities in this session.
And Christy, there's two levels of that, as I understand it, $150,000 in relief at one disability level and $300,000 in relief if you're 100%. Can you fill us in on that and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, that's right. So we'd like to expand that lower level down to 50% veterans and up to 90% veterans, and we'd like to increase that amount of exclusion to $200,000. And then for the upper level, in the past it's been only 100% permanent and total veterans, and we'd like to expand that to all veterans at 100%, meaning those with a combined rating, the permanent and total, and also those at 100% for the purpose of individual unemployability. So we'd like to see that level raised to $400,000. We think that will make a big difference in veterans' lives.
So one thing's certain, when we see our property taxes every year, the property values go up and inflation goes up and the taxes go up, and if that's been static for that long, it's just not keeping up, is it?
That's right, and I have to tell you, as a CVSO, it's quite painful to have to tell a veteran, hey, your whole property isn't eligible for exclusion. You still owe some property taxes because this benefit doesn't cover the full value of your home.
And Trent, I want to come back to one of your successes. For the longest time, if the veteran died, the spouse of the veteran only had a few years that they could take benefit from that property tax reduction. That's been changed, and I think we're trying to change it a little more.
It was another success, and I'll attribute a lot of it to Veterans Day on the Hill. It did. It expired in 8 years. And year after year, we would have surviving spouses come and give gut-wrenching testimony at the Capitol about having to leave their home if the property tax went back up to its original amount. They see a great reduction in the benefits and income after their veteran passes away, and it was a ticking time bomb waiting to go off with property taxes. We won that fight. We got it extended to their lifetime. We also won another fight, and it's now all surviving spouses of those who die in or as a result of their service. So if they end up with dependent indemnity compensation, DIC, that's kind of that payment that goes on after the veteran passes away. They take care of them in property tax. It didn't used to be that way in Minnesota, but over the last 10 years, we were able to change that. And again, a big part of that, vets stay on the hill.
And they can transfer it if they sell that house to one other house. They can transfer that
benefit. Yeah, and right now it's at equal or lesser value, and with how values are going up, it's really ending up as a that was a bad deal. It was something we had to do to get it through. It was a compromise, but that's another thing we'd like to fix. It is now the surviving spouse's benefit. Let's let them use it to the max.
All right, thank you, guys. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. We're talking about Veterans Day on the Hill on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today has been Trent Dilks, and our special guest has been Christy Janigo, and we've been talking about Vets Day on the Hill. And Trent, if you could give us that date again, and I need you to explain to me, why is it important? This is a bonding year. Can we still get some stuff done?
April 17th, and it is so important. We have some things that are going to get done. It's not a complete lost session at all. But in a bonding year, much of what we're doing is making sure that we're still represented. We're keeping momentum. We're keeping our lawmakers informed that we care about these things, that we're not going anywhere, and this is a chance to get to them right before election season, right? They're going to close session here in the spring, and they're all going to become campaigners. And we want to get out there what the important issues are. We want it front of their mind, and the way to do that is April 17th, Veterans Day on the Hill.
And every veteran that goes over there and makes an appointment to see their elected official is a voter, and those elected officials have probably listened, and we want to reinforce the third year of the Veterans Issues Only, Veterans Omnibus Bill.
Absolutely, got to reinforce that, and we didn't mention, there will be a shuttle bus from the Armory to the House and Senate buildings. You make the appointment. You don't have to worry about walking a few blocks. The DAV will have a branded shuttle bus there, and we're just going to make a loop all morning long, so we'll actually get you right to the doorstep. How about that?
Sounds good. And for those of you that aren't going to take that stroll up to the Capitol, I imagine you've got a way to get them there in a golf cart or somehow.
Yep, we can get them closer to the Capitol, too.
All right. Now, we've got another special guest joining us who is the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Lacroix-Parle County Veteran Service Officer, Josh Benigna. Josh, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be on here again, Tom. Thank you.
Josh, I'm sure you've been involved in this planning, and you're looking forward to Veterans Day on the Hill as well.
I am. It's been a couple of years since I've been to Veterans Day on the Hill, but it's always a good showing, and looking forward to sitting with some of the my congressional people and talking about the issues at hand.
So you're going to gather up as many veterans from out in the western part of the state as you can and get them down to the Capitol that day.
That's the plan, Tom.
Very good, sir. I knew you always had a good plan. I want to talk about there's something we've been talking about and we've been hearing about, and I think the term that you use is claim sharks. What's that all about,
yeah.
Josh?
Well, it seems almost every half hour on television you see a commercial for some law firm that asks if Marines that are stationed at Camp Lejeune from 1957 to 1987. What they're trying to do is a class action lawsuit for service members that served there and their family members to get some financial compensation. Well, there's potentially more long-term benefits by speaking with a county veteran service officer instead and filing a claim for benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs with an advocate, an accredited advocate, such as a CVSO. Claim sharks, they claim to be advocates for veterans. However, they're unaccredited with the Department of Veterans Affairs, meaning that they haven't gone through the proper training, received the proper credentials to present claims to the VA. And there's a couple of federal legislations pending that are being discussed called the GUARD Act, which the MECVSO supports and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers support, which reinstate penalties for these unaccredited claim sharks, both criminal and financial penalties. There's some competing legislation out there called the PLUS Act, which would legalize claim sharks. And of course, we're against that. So
Josh, for all of our Marines that are listening, when they were in Camp Lejeune drinking the Kool-Aid to become Marines for life, they were probably also drinking the water that was contaminated. And we've proven they've proven
there were some nasty chemicals as a result of a dry cleaning plant that seeped into some of the wells that Camp Lejeune used for their drinking water.
So for all those Marines, what you're saying is come see your county veteran service officer and we'll get that claim taken care of and try to resist that class action suit if you can.
Yes, sir. And I always encourage people to weigh their benefits. You know, you can get a lump sum from this class action lawsuit or you can get long-term health benefits and health care through the Department of Veterans Affairs through the help of a county veteran service officer. And we'll be with the veteran every step of the way, monitoring that claim, checking the progress of it and the status of it, where these unaccredited representatives, you know, they don't have access to VA computer systems where they can track the claims in real time, whereas we can.
Very good. Thanks, Josh. Christy, I imagine you're going to second that motion to get everybody the county veteran service officers. And I know you had another topic at the legislature you wanted to mention quickly.
Yeah, 100%. So I want to mention the sports betting bill. That's HF 2000, authored by Representative Zach Stevenson. The Legion supports it because within the A21 amendment, $40 million in charitable gambling tax cuts have been proposed. And another measure in that allows the Commander's Task Force organizations to keep up to 50% of their gambling net receipts for building maintenance. So we strongly believe in these amendments found in the sports betting bill.
And, of course, it's important to keep up those facilities they got, and it still leaves them 50% to support the community with all of the charitable support that they provide.
That's right. It allows for things like roof or parking lot repairs, the larger capital repairs that are needed.
Christy, thank you. Trent, I want to come back to you. We just got about 3 minutes. Tell us about Vets Day on the Hill again. All the details. What do our listeners need to know?
Veterans Day on the Hill, 2024, the Veterans Rally. April 17th, we're going to present a free lunch for veterans and supporters at the Cedar Street Armory, 600 Cedar Street. Doors open at 10 a.m. for coffee and rolls. Lunch at 11:30. Around 1 o'clock, we're going to march to the rally in the rotunda. And between 1:15 and 1:30, we're going to rally in the rotunda. You're going to see that place shake with the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to have some good speeches, some important people there, and we're going to make our voices heard for Minnesota veterans, their families, and survivors.
So if you're here from the Twin Cities, go to davmn.org, drive over to the Armory on Cedar Street, and join in. And for everybody else outstate, get your transportation in order. If you don't already have it, go to your veteran service organization, schedule the bus, call Trent, get a hold of Trent at davmn.org, and they'll pay for half of that cost. So the date again and the times.
April 17th, doors open, 10 a.m., Cedar Street Armory, rally, march to the rotunda, 1 p.m., rally in the rotunda, 1:30 p.m., don't miss it.
Let's set a record this year and get as many veterans in as we can.
It'll be the best year until next year.
Thank you, Trent. And Christy, I imagine you're going to be over there with as many local veterans as you can drum up.
Absolutely. Very excited.
Very excited. And Josh, I want to thank you for calling in today, and I hope you get a couple hundred veterans that you're bringing in from Western Minnesota.
We'll try, Tom. And there's some legislation out there that'll specifically benefit CVSO offices. So we're looking forward to discussing that as well.
There's a lot to do. And of course, as we tell them every week that we can, if you have any kind of issues related to your time in service, Go see your county veteran service officer. They make it their business to know where all the resources are, and they'll get you started. And then our veteran service organizations such as the DAV, VFW, and American Legion will help process those claims. We're just about
to know who your CVSO is, macvso.org. Find out who your CVSO is.
There you go. Thanks, Josh. We're just about out of time. Trent Dilks, appreciate you coming into the studio. I hope you have a big day, Vets Day on the Hill. And Christy, good luck over in Hennepin County, and let's bring in as many local veterans as we can.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
That was Josh.
Thank you, Tom.
Josh Berninga is the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Trent Dilk, legislative director from DAV Minnesota, and Christy Janigo from the American Legion and the CVSO and from the North Dakota Army Guard. We have one mention today. The Minneapolis Veterans Home is looking to grow its employee team with individuals committed to serving those who have served. Stop by the Home Career Fair Thursday, April 25th, anytime between noon and 5 p.m. Meet with leaders and make sure to bring your updated resume. We're looking to fill nursing, nursing assistant, skilled trade, and other positions. On-site interviews will be available for nurse and CNA openings. You can love where you work. Learn more today at minnesotaveteran.org/careers and search for events. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. My co-host, Trent Dilk from DAV in Minnesota. Christy Janigo from, she's the assistant Hennepin County Veteran Service Officer. Josh Berninga is the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Commissioner Brad Lindsay of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we hear from the Minneapolis VA and check in with the PVA of Minnesota. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota MilitaryRadio.com.